WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN Radio.
Joining us in the studio, we are very, very happy to have and honored to have Mr. Franz Nicolai here this morning. Good morning.
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm happy to be here.
Yeah.
Heavily caffeinated.
With rock guys, you know, I'm always impressed when you guys, you know, are up before noon and going. I know after watching your show last night, which didn't go too late, I'm a little dragging butt this morning, but thanks for getting up.
Yeah, no problem. I mean, it's not the hardest job in the world if I'm only responsible for an hour now and an hour later tonight.
Where are you headed tonight anyway?
I'm going to be in D.C. at the Black Cat.
Very cool. And anyone that's up in the Northern Virginia area, I highly suggest you see the show because it is nothing but pure entertainment. You, sir, are a stage presence. I can't say that about a lot of musicians these days because more often than not, some guy in a grungy t-shirt saying, hello, here's my song. All right. Muffle. But you're a true ham, and I love it.
I'm a natural-born ham, it's true. I put a lot of work into it. I've cooked that ham for years.
Well, I'm interested to know your musical pedigree because, like I was saying about the guys in the t-shirts and stuff, they're joining bands, they're starting bands just to get chicks. But you have obviously trained music. You have been to school, you've learned the music trade. Where did you come from?
Well, all that said, I still made a point of buying a guitar when I was 14 because I realized that, you know, my French horn wasn't going to be my ticket to social acceptance.
Well, how old were you when you picked up the French horn then?
I started playing violin when I was 5 and piano when I was 6 and French horn when I was about 9, fifth grade or so. And then I went to high school, took a look around, bought a guitar. And it sort of went from there. Started playing accordion a couple of years later as well.
How old were you when you were in your first, like, band?
I had a band in high school when I was 16. We had like 2 or 3 originals, and then we, you know, as you do, U2 covers and some Zeppelin songs, and played in the cafeteria.
What was the name of the band? I'm just curious.
The band was called Blake's Infinity.
Blake's Infinity. Yes. Nice.
It was, pretentious teenagers.
We're speaking with Franz Nicolai of The Hold Steady. He's here this morning, and he's touring in support of his solo album called Major General. I'm really impressed at the variety of sounds that come into your own solo style. I mean, Hold Steady, you know, great American rock band. Uh-huh. But you, sir, you have a wide array of stuff. We got, like, tango. We got gypsy vaudeville. We got klezmer. Punk. You're a no-holds-barred musician. Where does all this stem from to come out in your solo performance?
I get bored very easily. and so I get in. Kind of the way I approach it when I moved to New York to try and be a musician is that I was going to take every gig and sort of see what stuck and what was going to support the... Hopefully one of them would pay off, and then I could continue to do all the others. That's kind of how it has worked out, fortunately for me. But yeah, I have a band called Guignol, which does Balkan klezmer instrumental stuff, and a chamber music group called Antisocial Music that does that kind of new music stuff. And then obviously the Hold Steady, I was with a band called World Inferno Friendship Society, which was a cabaret punk orchestra for many years. And so all that sort of sloshes around.
It's wild. And we asked you, you know, when you're coming here today, to pick out some songs to turn us on, because you have just this gigantic head worth of music where you're just trimming.
I do have a giant head, it's true.
And so we're going to hear a lot of the songs that you're picking today. We're very excited. And what's the first one up?
This is a band from England called Dogs Die in Hot Cars that we haven't heard from for several years, but this one record they did is really a pop gem.
All right, let's take a listen on WNRN.
Much compassion. I couldn't change, but too much of friend and star, and so now I'm said and done. I endless noise, reading and digging through rubbish, teams of abuse and solution to an endless battle and through the madness. Freedom of my eyes leaves me so much compassion. I could have changed, but too much suffering and sorrow, so now I'm settling down. Goodbye, cruel world, and cheerio. Ta-ra, all this time I've got to go.
What a way to end it all.
What a way to end it all.
What a way to end it all.
What a way to end it all. Goodbye, cruel world, it's all sewn up. You've got it made and I'm out of love.
Late for work on WNRN, and that was, I have no idea, what was that?
That was Deaf School.
Deaf School.
Deaf School, a British band from the 70s. The connection being that this the main folks from Deaf School after that band broke up, went on to produce a lot of the great 80s British hits, Madness, Dexy's Midnight Runners. And the last record they did, actually, was the Dogs Die in Hot Cars song that we heard previous to that.
I was actually surprised to learn this week that, or last week, Madness has new material coming out.
It turns out.
Yeah. Who knew they were still going strong? We're hanging out with Franz Nicolai of the Whole Steady fame in studio today, playing whatever he wants to play. He has carte blanche. What's up next?
This is a great Swedish artist named Money Brother. This is Born Under a Bad Sign.
On WNRN.
She said, la, 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 carefree walking down the avenue. The thing is, don't you know, you need a little to get going. You ain't got a little of you. Let's talk about time, about all times running down the road. I know the wars. When somebody gives you a break. Started a noise from the streets.
Late for work on WNRN, and I have no idea what we're playing because it's all behind the musical maestro of Mr. Franz Nicolai. What was that, dude?
That was the Duckworth Lewis method.
It's of his... course.
There's a band called the Divine Comedy that took it into their head to make a concept record about cricket, which I have to admire the perversity of it.
Cricket is a horrid sport. It is just brutally evil.
It makes no sense. I spent a lot of time in England last year on tour, and I decided that this was my chance to really get to the bottom of what the hell they're doing. and even after 2 weeks in hotel rooms watching it, I had no idea.
Was it the same game during the 2 weeks? Because
it may very well have been, yeah.
What an odd sport. All right, before that, what was the prior song?
Before that, that was Money Brother from Sweden, and great artist who's actually fantastic. He's one of those people that'll sell out a 10,000 seat arena in Sweden, and you've never heard of him over here. I was on a tour with him in January on the West Coast, and it was funny because you'd show up and there would be five really excited Scandinavians. It would be like seeing Dave Matthews show up at your local burger shop,
right?
To them.
Now, is this how you find out about most of the music? I mean, you have such an eclectic list of people we've never heard of here at WNRN. You find out about them on tour? They've been musical partners if you're on stage?
Sometimes, yeah. I mean, I spend 250, 300 days a year on tour, and that's a great way to discover new stuff, especially local stuff that hasn't really broken out yet, because they'll get on the bill, they'll be opening, and kind of, I get a kick out of being ahead of the game sometimes in that way.
We're speaking with Franz Nicolai of the Hold Steady. He's our guest DJ this hour here on WNRN. We're going to have more conversation in just a second. But first, a quick break. Programming on WNRN this hour is coming to you with the support of Finch and by Integral Yoga. IY is a full-service natural foods grocery store that has served Charlottesville for 30 years with natural groceries, organic produce, and environmentally friendly household cleaning supplies. Integral Yoga also stocks natural and organic supplements, alternative health products, and cruelty-free body care products. IY is open Monday through Saturday until 8 and Sundays till 6 in Charlottesville's Preston Plaza Shopping Center.
Programming today is brought to you by Blue Ridge Eco Shop and the Preston Plaza Shopping Center, providing green products for a healthier lifestyle. Blue Ridge Eco Shop has all your back-to-school needs, from safe lunch boxes and food carriers to recycled school supplies. Blue Ridge Eco Shop is your one-stop shop for back-to-school this year. For more info, BlueRidgeEcoShop.com or 434-296-0042. And support today is also coming from Radio IQ, a service of WVTF, featuring BBC News and NPR Talk at 89.7 FM in the Charlottesville area, 91.5 in the Ivy Crozet area, and 89.5 in Lynchburg. Talk of the Nation, the Diane Rehm Show, and other programs from NPR are on the air only on Radio IQ, 89.7 and 91.5 FM Charlottesville, and 89.5 Lynchburg.
Thank you, Franz. With all of today's music sources, there's so many ways to get music out on tour with your headlining rock act, or possibly on the interwebs. We here at WNRN thank you so much for making today part of your musical lifestyle. And we don't have any commercials, and it's kind of nice. But without those commercials, we have to depend on people like you to stay on the air. People like Ann Clendon, Christine Hurt, and Margot Vigiant, who all supported WNRN in our last fund drive, as well as our program underwriters like Blue Ridge Graphics and Settled Tires. Keep listening and tell everyone you know about the station you listen to, WNRN. The Markets of Tag and Field forecast for Central Virginia and the Shenandoah Valley, just straight up hot. Sunshine all day today. There's a heat advisory for Richmond until, well, from now until 8 p.m. tonight. Highs today, 95 to 100, 100 plus around Richmond. Partly cloudy to mostly cloudy with a slight chance of thunderstorms tonight. Lows 70 to 75, 75 to 80 around Richmond, 65 to 70 in the valley. Partly sunny with a slight chance of thunderstorms tomorrow. Highs 90 to 95, 85 to 90 in the valley tomorrow, 95 to 100 in Richmond. Right now in the valley, it's sunshine 87 with the heat. It feels like 92. 87 in Lynchburg feels like 93. 91 in Richmond feels like 95. And in Charlottesville, sunny skies, 86 degrees. And we are again live with Franz Nicolai in the studio. You played last night at the Twisted Branch Tea Bazaar along with Sarah White and David Sigmund. It was a great show. I went in there not knowing what to expect. Because, you know, sometimes guys with their solo projects from, you know, their big band just go off the deep end, and you are quite an entertainment. I went to my friends and my wife last night, like, that was just high entertainment. That was a lot of fun.
You wouldn't call that going off the deep end?
No, not at all. It was great. You have this presence that, I mean, I think we're the same age. I'm 31.
I'm also 31.
Also, yeah. 31. And you have this knowledge of vaudevillian style that harkens back to an era that is long gone.
Yeah.
Not our style, not our parents' styles, maybe not even our grandparents' styles at this point. How did you find this sound and determine, this is what I want to do?
Well, I think it's one of the great lost strains in American entertainment that has gone by the wayside of all these sort of professional entertainers who weren't necessarily the most talented in any one part, one field, but they knew a couple jokes. They could do some soft shoe. They could sing a little bit and maybe play a little piano, and they had these great, long, wonderful careers with the idea that you could walk into any room of strangers anywhere in the world and get them on your side within 5 minutes. I really appreciate that kind of way of looking at the business.
And you even told us, the audience, that you have Jimmy Durante tattooed on your arm. There he is right there.
Yes, I do.
and, you know, as a kid, seeing, you know, old Jimmy Durante footage on, I think sometimes on television, WPIX, they'd show it, but it was really, really late at night. How did you hear Jimmy Durante and decide, ah-cha-cha-cha was the way to go?
Well, I just love the big, you know, sappy, string-laden ballads, and he has a great record of all those and that I just fell in love with and sort of started, you know, researching. And I love reading about that era of entertainment anyway. And it's funny, you read these people's memoirs, these old showbiz memoirs, John Barrymore and people like that, and they all have their old gripes and grudges, but somehow all of them would say, you know, Barrymore says, "I hate all comedians. They can't act. They're worthless." Except you, Durante. He was the most beloved person of that era, and which is really saying something. If you're 80 years in show business and don't make any enemies,
yeah,
you should all be so lucky.
Well, he also, like, at the time, I mean, this is, you know, he worked through the Great Depression and a time when America really needed someone to go and bring laughter in a time when there was no laughter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can't even fathom, you know, even with today's recession, how bleak it was.
Right.
But yet there's this guy going up on stage for mere pennies a night just saying, "Hey, put on a smile."
Right, right. And then to bring it forward to the present day, for someone like me who wants to play weird classical music and straight ahead rock and this Balkan stuff. What's going to tie it all together and what's going to sell it to people who are skeptical or don't know what to expect is, on top of that, the sort of overriding and entertaining personality is to, ideally, is to bring to give people a little sugar with their medicine. Like, check out this, you know, I'll tell you some jokes, I'll make it worth your while, and also check out this music because I bet you're going to like it.
And you bring the whole package. I got to admit, you're a dapper fellow. You're a dapper dresser. I was quite taken with your suit last night.
Thank you.
And of course, you know, your feigned mustache. You bring the whole presence to the stage.
I'm going
to
tell you a secret. These are not expensive suits. I did get once in my life, I treated myself to a custom suit, but the problem is, these things get ruined so quickly on tour. The other thing is, don't get too close to me before or after a show because I sweat a lot up there, and so I have to keep a real Berlin Wall between show clothes and day clothes because anything nice is immediately ruined.
Oh no! Again, we're speaking with Franz Nicolai here at WNRN. We'll be talking about his other outfit, little act known as the Hold Steady, a little bit later on in the hour. Also, we'll hear some of your solo stuff in just a little bit. All the info, check out franznicolai.com. We're also recording all this. We're going to put out all the songs that we're hearing from this hour a little bit later on WNRN.org. What's next, sir?
I believe we have the great Billy Bragg
at WNRN.
If you want to make the weather, then you have to take the blame. If sometimes dark clouds fill the sky and it starts to rain, folks complain. And though you'll hate me, tell you to run and hide, listen to your heart and you'll find me right by. I do, I keep faith in you. If you think you have the answer, well, don't be surprised if what you say is met with anger and contempt and lies. Of courage to go against the grain. You have to make great sacrifice for such little gain and so much pain. Start again, because I keep.
Proprietor, manager, or otherwise responsible for your company's marketing? If so, we encourage you to consider underwriting on WNRN. For less than you might think, we offer competitive audience numbers and superior audience quality and are heard in distant communities for which Charlottesville is a shopping destination, places where no other Charlottesville stations are heard. Plus, listeners really appreciate and respond to hearing your message on live local radio, not big corporate outlets posing as local media. For more information, check WNRN.org/underwriting. underwriting, or call during business hours. Making radio accessible for listeners and affordable for business, it's WNRN.
Fog lifts from the harbor. Dawn goes down today. An agent crests the shadows of a nearby alleyway. Piles of broken bricks, signposts on the path. Every moment points toward the aftermath. Yeah. Sailors straggle back from their nights out on the town. Hopeless urchins from the city gather. Spies from Imperial China wash in with the tide. Every battle heads to war. Surrender on both sides. And I am coming home to you with my own blood in my mouth. And I am coming home to you if it's the show up on a few high window sills, and a rabbit gives up somewhere, and a dozen hawks descend. Every moment leads toward its own sad end. Yeah. Ships loosed from their moorings. And then they're gone. Sailors with no captains watch a while and then move on. And an agent crests the shadows, and I head in her direction. All roads lead to war. The same blocked intersection. I am coming home to you with my own blood in my.
WNRN.
Start off with the saddest thing you know. Then you've got your audience, and then it's all your show. A man's wife leaves him, someone's robbed. Someone swallows cyanide, someone strung up by a howling mob. Start up with the saddest thing you know. My name is Hollis Wadsworth Mason Jr., defender of what's right. And I got away with cars, and I only work at night. My name is Hollis Wadsworth Mason Jr., defender of what's good. And I believe that there's a simple answer. Get under the hood. My grandpa was a mortal man. Worked the soil and wood. He said the city's evil,
world is irredeemable. We better get back to Montana while we could. I looked for heroes. They're the only things that last. To back absolute values with nothing but a good heart and a mask. My name is Hollis Wadsworth Mason Jr., defender of what's right. And I got away with cars and I only work at night. My name is Hollis Wadsworth Mason Jr., defender of what's good. I believe that I can solve the world's hurt from underneath the hood. It could be that I sound naive about the true nature of sin. If the choice is cynicism, rage or giving in, which world would you rather live in? I'm 42 years old. The game has changed, I'm obsolete. It's a strange world for heroes. Worms in the apple, eating us from inside. Maybe good and justice are fashion values. Even ours have pride. A man must work with his hand, the only skill that lasts. Even when you've been replaced, even when you put away the mask. My name is Hollis Wadsworth Mason Jr., defender of what's right. And I got away with cars and I only work at night. My name is Hollis Wadsworth Mason Jr., defender of what's good. And I believe that there's a simple answer when I get under the hood. So start off with the saddest thing you know. Then you've got your audience. Then it's all your show. Start off with the saddest thing you know.
Yeah, late for work on WNRN. Hollis Mason Jr., the name of the song performed by Mr. Franz Nicolai off the, your new album, Major General, right?
Actually, that one's on, that's the first ever public performance of that song. That's on the upcoming record, which is called St. Sebastian of the Short Stage. It'll be out in September on Team Science Records.
Gotta tell you, when you played that song last night, a tear didn't come to my eye. You had a great introduction for the song. Do it again, please.
Well, the story basically is that one of the many projects that I've been involved in of late is this group called the Bushwick Book Club, which you can find more information at bushwickbookclub.com. But it is a book club of songwriters from Brooklyn who get together once a month, and we all pick a book and read it, and then everyone writes a song or two about it, comes together on the first Tuesday of the month and performs it. And we've done stuff like What We Talk About When We Talk About Love and Breakfast at Champions. They just did the Bible this month while I was away, which I was bummed to miss. But we did one on Watchmen, on the graphic novel Watchmen. And I think if I'm not remiss in saying so, I suspect it will be the best mariachi disco hit about a retired superhero of 2009.
Oh, absolutely. You've already made my short list of favorite songs of 2009. Now, had you read the book in previous years when you were growing up as a kid, or you
never.
I read
it about 2 weeks before I was supposed to write the song.
Have you seen the movie?
I haven't seen the movie.
Oh, okay. Well, you got to go out and check out the film. You know, it's out in the DVD now.
But yeah, I've heard it's very faithful.
It's extremely faithful, almost to
almost too faithful.
Almost too faithful, yeah. Except for the ending, they turned the ending a little bit, but I enjoyed it. Some of the nerds out there did not enjoy it, but I really wish, you know, your song really should have been a part of that soundtrack.
I was just a little too late.
A little too late. And what an obscure character, too, to write a song about. Hats off for that one, Hollis Mason Jr.
Well, he's the best writer in the book. All those the things of the excerpts from the memoir are great, you know. And he's also, I think, maybe the only sympathetic character in the book.
That's true. A lot of the characters in Watchmen, they're really, really
rapists
just hard to relate
and murderers
to.
And
yeah. Except for Rorschach. I enjoy Rorschach great, too.
Who can't identify with that?
Yeah. Also in there, we heard the Mountain Goats. Well, why do you like the Mountain Goats so much?
John Darnielle is one of the... I mean, him and Stephen Merritt have got to be the two great songwriters of our time, just in terms of productivity and creativity, and just every record they make is just sort of jaw-dropping lyrically.
And I got to know the song before the Mountain Goats, because that was pretty rocking. That was a good track.
That is one of my favorite records of this year. This is a band called Good Luck from Bloomington, Indiana, a song appropriately called Public Radio.
Ah.
The record is called Into Lake Griffey. You should absolutely track it down. They were one of those great tour discoveries. I was on a solo tour in January, and a friend of mine runs a zine publishing company out of Bloomington. He's like, oh, you should come play at my house. We'll put on a basement show. And those guys happened to live there, and they played. And I was just like, wow, these guys are so great. Yeah. Good Luck from Bloomington, Indiana.
Very cool. Got to check them out. And Billy Bragg to start things off. Have you ever met Mr. Bragg?
I did, yeah. I met him at South by Southwest last year. He had said good things about the Hold Steady in the press, and
mm-hmm.
I went to see him. He played at about 2 a.m. He played for almost 2 hours. It was wonderful, and I was just drunk enough to go backstage and try and track him down. And he came up and put his hand behind me, and gave me a big hug. He's like, "I want to thank you for Boys and Girls in America. It reaffirmed my faith in rock and roll bands." And I was just sort of dumbstruck. I gave him a giant hug. It's very embarrassing.
Oh, it's great to geek out with some of your heroes like that. That's well done. We're going to speak with Franz Nicolai of The Hold Steady. We'll have more conversation in just a moment. This hour of Late for Work on WNRN is being supported by Integral Yoga Natural Foods and by Finch, with clothing and accessories for men and women, including AJ Morgan sunglasses, beach totes, and Free People sundresses. You'll find Finch at 1501 University Avenue next to Little John's. Finch is open 7 days a week and always validates parking.
This hour on WNRN is brought to you by Duo, a new and gently used contemporary clothing store in Charlottesville. Duo's summer sales event is in progress, with fall shipments arriving now. Also at Duo, you can sell your gently used clothes. Duo open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, and Saturday, 11 to 5, Sunday, noon till 3. That's Duo, 101 Elliewood Avenue in Charlottesville, or shop at duo.com. And support today is also from the Irish Alley Restaurant and Pub, serving a variety of cuisine for lunch and dinner in downtown Stanton. You can dine inside or on the outdoor patio. The Irish Alley also offers a selection of local beer. Private parties of up to 40 can be accommodated at the Irish Alley, a non-smoking establishment across from the Byers Street parking lot in Stanton. For more, it's golookon.com.
WNRN reminds you that Piedmont Virginia Community College's fall semester registration is going on right now. At PVCC, you can be ready for a technology or healthcare career in just 2 years. Classes begin Tuesday the 24th. You can get more info and register online at pvcc.edu or on the phone at 434-977-3900. Opportunity, Access, Excellence, Piedmont Virginia Community College. Franz Nicolai, I got to ask you, man, Hold Steady. The album Stay Positive came out last year. What's the band up to now? You got the Virgin Mobile Free Fest coming up on the 30th, but in the meantime.
Yeah, that's true. We're mostly sort of winding down the touring, though, on Stay Positive. We're in well into working on new songs and heading into recording.
Cool. When can we expect something out? We love the band.
We'd hope to have something by spring of next year.
Now, Hold Steady is infamously known now as America's best bar band, maybe the best bar band in the world. How do you, the band, feel about this title?
I think, I think it implies something extremely positive, which is that you can go to any bar in the country and probably play something that they're gonna recognize or enjoy and give everybody a good time. And it implies a kind of versatility that you can play
mm-hmm.
a wide variety of of popular styling.
I remember a couple years back, the guy who's actually my best man at my wedding, his name's John, works for another public radio station. He's like, dude, you got to listen to this band, The Hold Steady. I go, all right, because sometimes his music choices are way off the deep end. Mm. I was like, all right, yeah, I'll take a listen. And I got the album. I was like, wow, these guys are good. So then I went back and listened to some of the earlier stuff, and it's just a lot of fun. You can't pick up a Hold Steady album and just not be happy. Oh, it's a lot of fun. A lot of very cool. All right, let's get back into some music. Chuck Prophet, what can you tell us about Mr. Prophet?
I'm going on tour with him in Europe in starting at the end of September.
And Chuck Prophet, as chosen by Franz Nicolai at WNRN.
Sun's burning down on the pavement. Money in the bank, I ain't gonna save it. Jenna coming by, hope she makes it. Jenna coming by, and I sure hope she makes it. It's a summertime thing. Summertime thing. There's a party next door that sounds like it's cooking. I poked my head over the wall, took a look in. Was a five-piece band, they was really rocking. Oh, looked like some kind of family reunion. Hey, it's a summertime day. Got me feeling lazy. Air is warm and the sky is hazy. People getting down, getting crazy. Oh, people getting down, getting stupid, getting crazy. Hey, it's a summertime day. Summertime day. Honda. And can your sister come along? How could she not wanna? I put the Beach Boys on, wanna hear him and Rounder. Oh, put the Beach Boys on, wanna hear him and Rounder.
WNRS-FM, Sweet Briar, Amherst, Lynchburg.
Verified.
Mm-hmm.
late for work on WNRN. Who the heck was that?
That was Demander from New York City off their upcoming record, Future Bright.
All right, and before that, we heard from...
Chuck Prophet.
Yeah, Chuck Prophet, Summertime Thing. Where again, we're with Franz Nicolai of The Hold Steady. This hour of Late for Work has been brought to you by Integral Yoga Natural Foods. Integral Yoga is a full-service natural foods grocery store that has served the area for over 30 years. IY is open 7 days a week in the Preston Plaza Shopping Center, Charlottesville, and now features local delivery. More is at 293-4111 or at iyfoods.org. And by Finch, with preppy to vintage, mainstream to modern clothing and accessories for men and women, including embroidered tops and dresses, sandals from Steve Madden, Dolce Vita, and BC Footwear, and rainbow leather flip-flops. With everything you need for summer, it's Finch, 1501 University Avenue, and at flyfinch.com, and is open 7 days a week. That's Finch. Mr. Nicolai, I am so happy that you came by today and just hung out for an hour and played some great, great music. I'm really looking forward to seeing The Hold Steady at the Virgin Mobile Free Fest. I've never seen the band before, so I'm pumped. I'm psyched after what I witnessed
last night.
You will
not be disappointed.
Well, it made my day, and a great way to start off the week. Thanks for coming by, man.
Thank you so much for having me. This was a lot of fun.
You're all right. We got to make it a regular thing, though. Every time you're in Charlottesville, you can come do this.
Absolutely.
Very
Although,
cool.
Jeannie has dibs on me for the punk show next time we come through here.
She ran
as of last night.
Yeah, she ran up like super fan. She's like, I just asked Franz, and he's going to let me do, he's going to come do Scott Punk's. Well, you know, she's on really late. Like, really, really late.
I'm up really late.
All right, cool beans. All right, what are we going to end with, sir?
This is Bomb the Music Industry from Long Island. Fresh attitude, young body.
Ron the Cholak coming in next. Have a great one at WNRN.